Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
That's the first 100 episodes done. Lockdown lifting. Let's go fucking crazy. Let's be a young thug. Let's be Chris Brown, an old thug. Oh, but his music is so good, let's forgive him. Oh, okay, then let's forget about him beating up Rihanna. Let's just go crazy. Go crazy. Said it before, and I'll say it again, and I've already seen it to a certain extent. After the year we've had, there's going to be fucking in the streets, people beating each other up because we're either horny or angry or both. There's going to be a lot of young thugs out on the streets now, or very soon, ready to make up for a year of lockdown with some serious fucking mischief. Or some seriously mischievous fucking. Whatever that is. It's going to be like Glastonbury, where they only let prisoners in instead of the middle class. In fact, that's exactly what it's going to be like. And I'd like for everyone to get it out of their systems on one day, ideally, like the purge. Because otherwise, I fear we've got about 2 years of people going crazy. Like pent-up fuckwits. Let's have one day in the summer where there's no crime, there's no sanctions. We all have a year and a half, don't we, of pent-up spunk or anger to get out of our system. The sensible people can stay in, and the cunts can either fuck or kill each other. That's fine. But they're not cunts, are they? They're just like you and me. We've missed so much. And once we get that first fuck out of our systems, the first game of tennis, the first round of crazy golf, the first piñata. Fucking miss a piñata. Could have had a piñata. That's the one thing I could have had in my back garden. Fucking love a piñata. Fucking knocking that papier-mâché cunt. And sweets falling on me like an avalanche of candy. When you get that first fucking piñata, beating up a horse or beating up a human, whatever you want to do, you know what I mean? We're going to realise, all of us, the only thing we've really missed? Cuddles. Don't know about you, but I fucking love a cuddle. And after being without them for a year, 18 months, some of us, we have a lot of cuddles to make up for. And I, for one, am ready to give and receive a lot of cuddles. That's right, give and receive. Don't think of cuddles as easy. I think of cuddles as sex without the genitals. That's what I think of cuddles as. Sex without the genitals and kissing. You've still got a lot of effort in. There's lessons, aren't there, in so many things that are basically irrelevant. Kung fu, piñata making, cookery, comedy. I don't know. Who is giving the cuddle lessons? Well, that's right, it's me. It's Nathan Cassidy. There's going to be a lot of cuddles in the next few months, so sit back and enjoy my three lessons in cuddling. Lesson one, both arms around. It sounds obvious, but one arm isn't a cuddle. It's a half cuddle. You know, a dull. As the name suggests, it's boring. There's no point. If you're the same height, I want to see nipples touching. Genital area touching. Are you listening? Listen, boy at the back. This isn't about sex. Grow up. But the cuddle is about love and warmth. Any air between you, and you're telling the other person, actually, don't touch me, COVID. Cuddling properly means no air between you. Actually, let's back this up, just in case there's any confusion here. This is not a substitution for sex. As I say, get the fuck out of the way first. Get it out of your system. No, believe me. After 18 months, you won't have to look far for a fuck. People are DTF, aren't they? If you can't get a fuck now, you never will. Just ask someone. They will give you one. Get that out of your system. Don't use the cuddle as a substitution for sex. There used to be these guys that operated in London. I don't know whether you had them in your part of the world. And they'd have billboards saying, free cuddles. And with the best will in the world. And no offence if you were one of these people. I didn't see all of them. But I expect they were all the same. They looked a bit fucking creepy. Or if not creepy, they used to hold up these massive signs saying big cuddles. And if not creepy, they looked, again, and it's only my assumption, they looked like they weren't having very much sex. And if you're not fucking very much and cuddling loads of random strangers and asking, it's a bit creepy, isn't it? Because as I say, for a good cuddle, you need a tight squeeze to make each other feel better. You need to touch nipples, touch genitals, no air between you. But you're two people. You need to be two people who are having regular sex, really. And then it's fine. This isn't about sex. It's about cuddles. You know, think the reverse of most prostitutes. Now, they'll fuck you, won't they, prostitutes? They won't cuddle you. Well, I'm the opposite. And if my stand-up work dries up again this year, I'll be a prostitute. I'm going to pimp myself out as a prostitute without the sex. Or with the sex, actually. I don't give a fuck. Well, I would give a fuck. But I'd rather not. I'd rather just cuddle. Lesson number two. It's got to last more than 5 seconds and less than 10 seconds. That's a cuddle. Less than 5 seconds, it's again, get off me, COVID. It's like I'm cuddling you, but I'd rather not. More than 10 seconds. Have you seen these people that cuddle for more than 10 seconds? It starts to get a bit weird, doesn't it? It's all right, mate. You see people cuddling sometimes for like 30 seconds or a minute. It's like, what are you doing? You're not falling in love. You're just making each other feel better and loved through the union of a cuddle. Grow up cuddling for a minute. Fucking weirdo. You see in a park, don't you? Oh, I haven't seen you for ages, so I'll cuddle for a minute. Mental. Anyway, the third and number one rule. Well, it's number three rule, but it's the important one of a cuddle. Under no circumstances, listen, boy at the back, under no circumstances, tap the back of the other person and go, ah. The ah sound is like sounds like a micro orgasm, doesn't it? It's just weird. And the tap, you may as well be cuddling them and saying, this is fucking awful. That's what the tap is. It's a microaggression. It's like, get the fuck off me. If you're gonna tap me, then tap out, mate. Don't do it at all, just stand back. You got an excuse now with COVID. Carry on touching elbows if you're a cunt. Don't go in for a cuddle now if it's going to be shite. After 18 months, I haven't got the patience for a shite cuddle or a microaggression tat like a toned-down Chris Brown Rihanna punch in the face. Get the fuck off me. A I can't wait to cuddle my friends and family. There are families that don't cuddle, and I don't know, after what we've all been through as a planet for the last 18 months. Can families that don't cuddle just, I don't know, start? When we get rid of the virus once and for all, let's cuddle everyone. How about that? Cuddle a policeman. Police woman stops you for speeding, give them a cuddle. You know, you might be arrested, but you might, I don't know, they might need it. Your enemy, we all have an enemy, don't we? Oh, I really hate Nathan Cassidy. Why, you've never met me? Come here. Give me a cuddle. They aim low, you aim high. Arms round. Give me a cuddle. Boris Johnson, give that man a cuddle. But as I say, for less than 10 seconds, he will get you pregnant. Cuddle everyone, cuddle more. There was such a big focus over the last 18 months, wasn't that, on numbers dead, numbers survived. And what's more important now than surviving? It's living. There's no point existing if you're not living. And living is love. And love is cuddles. Free cuddles, everyone! Why does that sound so creepy? Nathan Cassidy's free cuddles. Cuddle a care home comedy club. Fucking desperate, isn't it? But you know what to do. When the time is right, cuddle your family, cuddle your friends, cuddle a policeman, cuddle a policewoman, cuddle a traffic warden. Fuck. Cuddle a traffic warden. And you know what? Cuddle Chris Brown. And anyone that shows any signs of going fucking crazy after what we've all been through and not getting away with it because their music is too good. Because let's face it, that's most of us. We've all gone fucking crazy over the last 18 months. And we all need a cuddle. So lots of love to you all. And the promise of a big, fat cuddle. Charge for mine.